Well, today we have a guest joining us by phone. Don Tormey is with us. He's with the Iowa Utilities Board. Don, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Jim?
Good. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. And appreciate the time here this morning. We want to talk about what's kind of an important thing that may have been flying under the radar for some folks. The folks that operate the large cellular networks have been in a process of advancing technology day by day. And one of the things that happens with the new is that the old gets phased out. And the old 3G cellular telephone networks are starting to become a thing of the past. And that may affect some folks who have some older equipment that they're still using. Don, can you kind of give us a summary? Is this just a natural progression of where things go with technology?
Well, I believe so. And what the Iowa Utilities Board is doing is assisting in the effort, which is being led by the Federal Communications Commission, to educate and inform consumers that if your mobile phone is more than a few years old, you may need to upgrade your device in order to avoid losing service before your mobile provider shuts down its 3G network. Now, that process has already started this month with some mobile providers. So we just want to help get the word out to consumers in Iowa who have older phones.
Can I just kind of simplify it and ask you quick, is this kind of what happened back in the day when we used to have those bag phones and things, and then the analog network went out and the digital networks came in and phones changed quickly and they kind of warned us we needed to upgrade? Is that kind of the same type of thing we're going through?
Well, I'm not a technology expert, but I can say that technology does change. And just as we've learned with our computers and our early mobile phones, that as new technology gets developed, these devices need to be updated. Matter of fact, your phone will often send you a reminder to update. The newer phones do that. I don't know if the older phones still do that. So people should update their phones when they receive that message. But this is different because a network is actually being phased out by the FCC through these mobile providers. So that's the 3G network, which used to be, a good network. And then we went to 4G, and now there's the push to go to 5G.
Can you kind of give us an idea of what will happen if folks don't take heed and make the upgrades that are necessary when all of a sudden the 3G system is gone?
Well, if you have an older device, you need to contact your mobile provider and ask if you can update your device, or you're going to have to get a new device. Because otherwise, if you're dependent on the old 3G network, many older cell phones will be unable to make or receive calls and texts, including important calls to 911 or use other data services.
Yeah,
so will affect 3G mobile phones and certain 4G mobile phones that do not support voice over LTE.
Okay, well, that's where I was going to go, too. I'm not necessarily all that much of a techie. I know it works when I want to use it, but I'm not sure how to know for sure whether I am in good shape or not. So the goal would be if you're, let's say, a U.S. Cellular customer, go talk to them. If you're a Verizon customer, go talk to them, and they can help you with that.
Correct. The first stop would be to contact your local cellular provider and ask them about the 3G issue. The FCC does have information on their website as well, and you could search 3G once on the FCC's website. But I do have a web link that we can provide to your listeners, and I'd be happy to do that.
Okay, very good. Well, and also it's not just phones. We like to talk about phones, but it involves a lot of different pieces of the tech that we use.
Absolutely. In addition to cellular phones, consumers with certain other devices, such as medical devices, tablets, smart watches, vehicle SOS service, home security systems, and other connected products that might be using 3G network services are encouraged to contact their mobile service provider to learn more about those devices.
Okay. Well, in some cases, folks like to get the newest, latest, greatest thing, and they might just be fine if they upgrade quite frequently. But some folks are kind of satisfied with what they have just because it continues to work, and those are the folks that really need to pay attention.
Absolutely, and that's why we're trying to assist the FCC in getting this information out. I may be in that category where if I have something that works, I'm not inclined to buy a new one. So it's important with this upgrade that people who do have older cellular phones do contact their mobile provider and just see if their device is impacted by that or if they can get an upgrade.
Sure, sure. Well, and some folks may be a little baffled with it, I suppose, too, because they might be, like, say, for example, if they're home and their phone is picking up their Wi-Fi network, it may still work. But once you get away from that Wi-Fi network, it may not work at all. Is that the case?
Yeah, again, I'm not a technology expert, so I couldn't vouch for that. But I can say that, you know, if anybody has a cellular phone that's older than a few years, I would say, you know, 2 to 3 years old, they should contact their mobile service provider and ask about the 3G phase out and what they should do about it.
Yeah, okay, very good. Well, and before folks get too maybe upset in some cases that why are we having to do this? Why do we need to, you know, make these changes and stuff? These aren't necessarily changes. These are all upgrades to make the service better and quite frankly, more secure and safer too, I assume.
Absolutely.
All right.
It's all to benefit the consumers.
Yeah, well, and again, it could be something that's a public health issue, too, because the 911 service going away. If you've got an old phone, you can't even dial that. So you need to make sure that you have what you need to get the job done there. And a lot of folks depend on those for their communications. You know, we used to have the old CB radios and two-way setups in different places for folks. Well, a lot of that's gone by the wayside because cell phones were so much easier. You want to make sure they work, especially if you're using them for business.
Absolutely. We want to make sure that consumers not only can function for business, but we want to keep people safe, and we want to be able to have them use their device if they need to in an emergency or for everyday uses like business or even contacting loved ones.
And, Don, we've heard a little bit about how the 5G rollout is a little behind schedule anyway. There have been some issues near airports with those types of communications and things, too, so it's kind of been delayed some. But I think I read that, like, Verizon and a few others are planning on making the changes now this month. Will that be a firm thing when it happens? It'll work one day, and then the next day it just won't?
Well, in relation to 3G, it is a phase-out, so it's slated to begin this month with certain service providers. But it's not going to happen all at once. The phase-out will go through plans and timing to phase out those 3G services, and those will vary by company and may change based on that individual company. So we really encourage consumers to contact their mobile service provider, ask them about the 3G phase-out and what they can do.
Okay. Be prepared. That's what we're asking. Just be prepared.
Be prepared. Oh. We have information on the IEB website as well as the FCC's website. And again, we encourage consumers to contact their mobile provider directly.
Okay. So if they have any more questions, all that information is out there. They can find that on either of those websites or just by contacting, again, their local cell phone provider, and they can share with them whatever information they have, too, to make sure that you're ready to roll. Well, Don Tormey with us this morning from the Iowa Utilities Board. Don, thanks so much for the information. It's something that otherwise might have slipped past us, but it's pretty important.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, Jim, and I'm happy to provide the information to folks.